This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kimberly DeRose. Date of birth 6/15/1964. Date of appointment 10/23/2023. Requesting physician William Farlano, WILLIAMFORLANO. Dear Dr. Farlano, I have the pleasure of seeing Kimberly DeRose today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 59-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who is having pain and swelling at the back of the head and neck. She was in the hospital due to blurred vision and headache. She is getting headache. She always has photophobia with nausea, no vomiting. She came to my office in a wheelchair. Her legs are weak. She's having pain in the left shoulder also. Left second and third finger have numbness and tingling. She has a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. At home she walks with the help of walker. She is having pain on the left side of the thigh. Past medical history, cerebral palsy, lymphedema. Depression, asthma, past surgical history, back surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Monty, Lucost, Spirava, Celebrex. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She works in the New York State Tax Department. She is widow, lives with the son, have two children. Family history, mother alive, father deceased due to stroke, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally do the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, numbness, tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft ball sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinuses, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength, right sided. 5/5, left upper extremity, 5/5, left lower extremity, 4/5. No, please rewrite again. The motor system examination is strength, upper extremity is 5/5, lower extremity is 4/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, occipital neuralgia. Number three, cerebral palsy. Number four, chronic pain syndrome. Number five, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number six, dizziness. Next paragraph, her history is suggestive of migraine, but occipital neuralgia is also a possibility. I would like to start trileptal 150 milligram PO2 time daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. I offered the EMG of the upper extremity, but patient refused it. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.